Welcome to Sunday.
Wait a second.
What day is it? The date's
wrong. May. Thursday.
What year?
Wait, what?
Hello, you there, boy.
Me, sir?
Yes, you, my good fella. What day is today?
Today?
From NBC News in Washington, the longest running show in television history. This is Meet the Press with Chuck Todd.
So much better than the actual heavily expensive introduction he uses on the nation's longest running show.
Borrow this.
You should really check. You should hire our guys.
Yeah, well, you know, look, I have John Williams and Dennis Haysbert, but sure, yeah, why not?
Yeah, exactly. That's my point. I'm full of them. Hey, congratulations on Tuesday night. I thought you guys were great, and I flip around to make sure the others aren't mocking me or you. But I thought you guys did a great job.
Thanks. It's it's one of those things. I actually do wish I could flip around. You know, I miss watching election night sometimes.
Sure.
Trust me, my single favorite part of my job is election night. All right, let me just say that right now. I think it's the coolest thing I get to do. It's like Christmas for me every 2 years. I can't believe I get to go on there and just riff on all this crap in my brain that I've accumulated for 30 years. And honestly, midterms, I like midterms slightly better than presidential. Because everybody in my business is an expert on presidential politics, but most people in my business don't bother to care about Illinois 12, Illinois 14, you know, things like that. And that's what I did for 30 years. So midterms are a night I get to do a lot. But I wish I could have seen some of the other stuff. I do have a good time.
I think you guys won. My concern, though, was I'm just glad you're in shape because you were up and down more than a Catholic at Sunday Mass. I mean, you know, sit in a chair, get up, sit in a chair, get up.
Yeah, I have to say, I was, when you do 9 or 10 straight hours, the fact that I was in the chair that got to leave was actually kind of nice. I didn't get what I call, I don't know if I can say this on radio, let's just say I didn't get anchor bust. Another term I use where it just gets all numb. You've been sitting there and you get numb, and then literally you're like, I can't. You lose feeling if you're on air too long.
Yeah, Lester Holt was getting massage
information.
Lester Holt was getting full body massage during breaks just to stay alive.
Well, he's the anchor. I mean, when you're the lead anchor, you get the full body.
Sure, of course.
Me, I'm the sidekick. You know, I have to get up and down.
You're the jester. We've got major news, obviously, and that is that Donald Trump threw a tantrum. The tantrum was expected during the press conference. The removal of Jeff Sessions was probably expected at some point, but it happened yesterday, and he replaced him with somebody we don't know who appears to be the worst possible choice you could possibly make if you want any integrity at all in the White House, as if we could find some. So what's your take on all of that?
Well, look, he did it fast. I mean, on one hand, this was not unexpected at all. In fact, it was about a month ago where myself and some colleagues went over to the Justice Department by invitation. And it was pretty clear that the Attorney General was essentially preparing, you know, he wouldn't say he was, you know, I don't think he wanted to leave, but he was preparing to leave and wanted people to know everything else he did in his job. It was interesting. He just wanted to spend time telling you other stuff he did in his job. So this was in the works, and then it was going to come. I thought we were going to have some sort of, I don't know, I thought he'd get a courtesy of at least giving him through Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You know, doing something like that.
Not get out
and
by five.
And it's clear he was annoyed by that because he wanted to make it clear to all of us he didn't resign. He was asked to resign, which in Washington means you were fired. So that was Sessions' last little middle finger back at the president, right? He wasn't going to give the... And I think if the president had given him up through Thanksgiving, maybe he would have just called it a resignation. But there was no way Sessions was going to give him that satisfaction, which has created this situation. This is what it looks like to me. This is a president that wants to see, can he do what he can do to the Mueller probe before January 3rd. And why do I say January 3rd? Well, on January 3rd, that's when the Democrats basically come into office on the House side and then suddenly can protect this probe, you know, can do some things with the leverage that they would have on January 3rd. Right now, they don't have any leverage. And so I think the president's saying, what it looks like he's trying to, how much can he can't kill the probe. I really don't think he can do that. But how much can he curtail it? How much can he trim Mueller's sails between now and January 3rd? And that's what this looks like to me.
You know, for Attorney General Jeff Sessions, this has been over his head since the recusal, and it seems to be the only thing that he will be remembered for. But when you think about him as an Attorney General for the short amount of time that he was, did he have any impact whatsoever? I know that he had took a stance on marijuana. He took stances here in Chicago against the consent decree. But he seemed to be an outlier, if anything, or at least a very hardline Attorney General.
Well, you know, that's what's ironic here. It's like you take away the Russia probe. And I don't think there's any cabinet secretary that did more to try and enact his vision on law, the president's vision on law enforcement and immigration enforcement. I don't think he could have found an attorney general that would have done it better for him. That's what's so ironic here. It's like he shared the president's views on immigration enforcement. He shared the president's views on law and order. On you brought up the consent decree. He was doing that in a lot of cities. He was fighting different municipalities that were trying to essentially not cooperate with ICE. That's the part of this that just shows you the president's motivated by one thing and one thing alone, because this was not over policy. This attorney general enacted everything the president wanted except one thing.
Well, it was personal from the get-go.
No, but here's what you got to understand about Jeff Sessions, okay? He's no doubt he's an ideologue, okay? He is very set in his way, but this is a man of integrity, and he's ethical. And so, you know, there are plenty of people that politically, you know, they have strong views on Jeff Sessions, on his politics. You know, he's very conservative when it comes to a lot of social issues. He's obviously very conservative on the marijuana issue, very conservative on a lot of law enforcement issues. But the man is ethical and moral and all those things, and he believes in the rule of law. And that's why he got fired. That is why he got fired. He did not get fired over enacting the president's agenda, which is just...
Well, it's a one-way loyalty, which we've talked about for 2 years. Now, here's the thing. This will at least stop Donald Trump from talking about how could a man recuse himself and not... the whole recusal argument that Trump made, Jeff Sessions was absolutely right. He acted legally and responsibly based on the suggestions in the actual rules for recusal.
You know what he told me? This is what the Attorney General said. He said, why am I supposed to make an exception for myself?
That's it.
That I wouldn't make an exception for 3,000 other employees of the Justice Department.
That's the integrity we're talking about. All right, before we run out of time, there's grave concern all over every network and news channel, and everybody's talking about the fact that Trump now owns the Mueller investigation. This guy clearly wanted the investigation, and you can go with the theory that everything Trump touches dies, and maybe this guy is some sort of corrupt insider, but he also would have to come into this, and he would have to commit crimes. He would have to show the target of the investigation or the potential accused in the investigation evidence that he would have access to. I don't know. I guess I'm with you is what I'm saying. I don't buy that the world's coming to an end this morning.
I don't think it is either. I know Mr. Whitaker a little bit. He ran for office in Iowa a couple of times, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
And I certainly know. I remember getting to know him a little bit during one of the caucus campaigns. You know, us national reporters end up knowing every Iowa operative, Democrat or Republican, sure, in some form or another, every 4 years. And I would just say, you know, I think everything he has said in his past, all that is fair game and all this stuff. But what I always say in things like this, let's see what happens when they take that oath. Let's see what happens when they realize they're in charge of 3,000 employees. I just can't imagine he's going to commit a crime. I just can't imagine he's going to do things like that. So, could he? Like I said, could he legally trim his sails? Is he going to oversee it? Maybe, you know, is he going to be more on top? Is he going to, you know, all those things? But I think he'll do it within the rule of law. So I don't think this probe ends. before January 3rd. And then once January 3rd comes, there's nothing they can do.
Well, I have to believe that Mueller is one of the smartest guys, as one of the smartest guys in D.C., has gamed this out in every possible angle of worst case scenarios and what could happen. And there's stuff that he's doing that's two
By
steps
the way,
ahead
that
of
would
us.
Be, if he did what some fear could happen, there would be massive resignations at the Justice.
Right.
I mean, this would, I have some colleagues that are in the, that are on 11, right? They turn their volume up that high, and I want to just say, take a breath. Let's, this is part of our problem in the press corps sometimes, right? We immediately go to 11. We get outraged by things we think could happen rather than simply, why don't you wait for it to happen? Then you can get outraged. But, that's part of our problem it's part of the problem of some of my colleagues. They get outraged before they have reason to be outraged.
Yeah. Yeah. Let the problem catch up to your rage.
Yes.
It's MTP Daily. It's the 1947 podcast. And, of course, Meet the Press, longest running show on television. Checks out Hardest Working Man and the show business. We'll include all of it. Thanks for the time as always.
All right. I don't think that's... Yeah, it's not fair to the president. I think he's the hardest working guy.
Yeah, but I'm not going to throw a coat over his shoulders, and I would over yours.
All right, guys.
Thanks for coming on. I appreciate it.
You got it. Appreciate it.
That's Chuck Todd.